had erected. I want to bring this to right now, the United States of America, regardless of what's going on in the White House, regardless of what's going on in this world, I want to encourage you to keep your focus on the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to further articulate to as many that were here today that the times are increasingly getting worse because the enemy knows that his time is short. Satan is on a rampage and he is turning folk against God. He's turning folk against God because he's trying to make it appear as if God really is not who he said he is. He's trying to remove. You see, if you are a child of God, can I preach this? If you are a child of God, you ought to know by now that your mission, your goal is in life is to please the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Your goal.
Because at the end of the day, nobody can make you happy but Jesus.
Amen.
I'm serving you one. You're in for a rude awakening because can't nobody give you joy like Jesus Christ. Is that all right? Like Jesus Christ. So when I know, I was in discussion. I know Sister Johnson, Carolyn. I realized that there is some crazy influences today. There's little to none godly influences in our world today. And the only standard that we have is the Word of God. You gotta look to the Word of God for example, because people are going crazy. Satan has launched an attack on the minds of people, and even on the minds of the children of God. And God's doing some stuff that folk that's outside of the church don't want to be a part of, and that's not the church that God died for. Because today, when you look at the church, you don't see an example of who Jesus is. The Bible said the church is an example. That is, we are the body of Christ. But I'm going to tell you what's true. When you look at some of us who are supposed to be Christians, we are serving, we are doing some stuff that we know in our heart and mind that if you ever had any kind of contact with Jesus, it's wrong. And instead of us stopping it, we get worse and worse every day. And we're about to attack on anybody who says anything about what we're doing. I want to stop for a moment and say something. I believe God is good because God said, am I my brother's keeper? Yes. We are responsible for one another. They stuck together. They stuck together because the king had the audacity, the unmitigated gall to erect a golden image of himself. He wanted to be worshipped. Oh, you know that's like some of us. You know that thing, we just want to be worshipped. It's all about us. We don't give a whoop about nobody else. It's about us. It's all about us. Jesus is not in the equation. We may put a little Jesus in there to help us feel a little, you know, all right, but it's all about us. We want to be worshipped. And Nebuchadnezzar, the king at that time, the king of Babylon, had the audacity to set up an image of himself and had the nerve to want it to be celebrated. So he creates this day that he calls folk together, Brad, and he says, look, I want everybody in Babylon to understand something. The image has been erected. I want you to understand something. When you hear the music, when you hear the sounds of the instruments, when you hear the sounds of the instruments, I want you to bow down and you get to worship the golden calf.
Yes, sir.
Now, anybody caught not worshiping the golden calf will be punished. And your punishment will be, I'm going to heat the furnace 7 times hotter, Brazier, than what it usually is. You're going to be cast. Am I in the Bible?
Yes,
ma'am. You're going to be cast into that burning fiery furnace if you don't bow down and worship my God. Nebuchadnezzar went a step further. He began to say, now I want to know who is your God that's going to deliver you from this. See, that's what people want to know. They want to know if the God that we sing about,
come on now.
All right. The God that I preach about, the God that we pray to, they want to know one thing. Is he real?
Yeah.
doesn't work. And if they see us singing in the choir, dancing and running around the house, preaching in the pulpit, and go home and live something totally different, then what we sing about, they know from that point on, this can't be serious.
Oh my God.
And y'all won't work with me. See, you won't say this. You won't work with me. Not because if it was that serious, and if God was real to you, then why are you doing what you do?
Deliver us out of your And so they said to him, O king, we're not careful to answer you on this matter. Our God is able to deliver us, but he will deliver us from your hand. And I stopped like this for a few moments. Today my time to let you know God is able. He's able, he's able, he is able. No matter what you go through in life, God is able. I wish I had a witness in you. You know that God, yeah, God is right. He is able. He can fix it. He can make it all right. Don't lose your focus because God, he is able. I don't know how we can come up with a policy that would have children to be separated from their mothers and father. I don't know what kind of heart that you would have to do such a thing. But at the end of the day, God is still able. He's still able to make a way out of no way. When you bring kids in cages like there's nothing, God is able, he's able. That's why you need to be careful what you allow your children to see, because our children are under attack. The devil don't want them to see your body examples. He want to mess up tomorrow's future. So if he can warp the child's mind, the child will not be what the child is supposed to be in the future. You got to keep your child preserved. You got to keep your child out of stealth. You got to keep your child out of foolishness. And as mother and father, you should not allow your child to witness anything that is ungodly. You ought to have your capacity to shield your child from foolishness. I want to talk this in to somebody. The Bible says that God will visit the sins of the father down to the second and third generation. All these fathers that's trying to do what they do, you're bringing disaster on your child. Because God says he'll visit the sins of the father down to the second and third generation. Keep acting foolish.
Can I get a witness here?
God is able. Can I hurry to a close? He's able. Even if the government denies it, you ought to still keep your focus. God is able to wipe away all of your tears. He's able to give you joy in the midst of sadness. God is able to heal a sick body. He's able to deliver the drug addict. He's able to give you rest in the middle of the night. Do I have many witnesses here? He's able to supply all of your needs. God is able to protect you from the schemes and the plots and the schemes of the devil. God is able to make a way out of no way. I want you to touch your neighbor and say, God is able. Now get a witness in the house. He's able to lift up a bowed down head. Can I get a witness here? I'm almost done. God is able. I don't know what man, don't care what man would try to do or what he says. God, somebody say God. The Lord is able. Am I right about it? You just got to try him today and see that God is good. Am I right about it? You don't have to fight your own battles. Just know that you got a God that has all power. Am I right about it? I know some of you have been praying for a long time, asking God to do something for you. But I want you to know something. Don't give up on God, because he won't give up on you. You keep praying and talking to the Lord. I stopped by to tell you I heard from him. And God is. He's on his way. Lord, I praise you right now. He's on his way. And I got to tell you, you hold on. Don't give up on him. Hold on. God is able. Go to bed and rest at night. God is able to fix your problem. I know it looks like he's taking a long time, but just be patient. Keep on serving him. Keep on honoring him. Notice what the three Hebrew boys said. They said, the God that we serve